This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Kevin Repke, Regional Director for South Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, joins us. And Kevin, during a recent virtual conference, discussion took place on the Africa Trade Exchange. What were some of the main points during that conference?
It was a two-day conference, and it was a fantastic event. It's kind of a watershed moment, I think, for USEC as we look forward to expanding our footprint, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. You know, one of the mandates of farmers, especially in Kansas, was for USEC to diversify its portfolio and to get more broad in its approach to customers. We're really trying to skate to where the puck is going to be, and we see sub-Saharan Africa as a market of the future that's really ready for today. It's already one of the largest importers of U.S. wheat in the world, and we could see markets in sub-Saharan Africa, especially Nigeria, really begin to take off and really become their own.
Does that include growth within Africa's feed industry?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, the entire supply chain. Sub-Saharan Africa already represents about $500 million in poultry imports. Their incomes are rising. Their population is rising. Nigeria alone increases its population about 5 million people per year. So to put that into perspective, that's about, 2.5 Kansas City metro areas per year. And so, you know, these type of demographics and statistics can't be ignored. And it's really impressive to see the type of population increase, income increase, and urbanization, which all bode very, very well for farmers back in the United States and especially in Kansas.
What about freight markets? How does this work into it being container or bulk markets and keeping its focus on Africa?
So a lot of the wheat that goes in already is bulk on vessel. But we're also exploring many opportunities for containerization. You know, containerization allows for customization of products. It allows for smaller credit terms. It allows for more people and more customers to really develop them as their supply chain develops and grow into their needs while they may not have the capacity to import the large volumes that we may see, say, in the wheat market or in other markets.
Which makes the value of soy very much important for that African customer.
The whole continent is really in a deficit of protein. We're looking at increasing protein consumption in all forms, be it plant or animal-based, in the near future and doing all that we can to really broaden that supply chain.
Kevin Repke, Regional Director for South Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.